You are listening to the audio of Summer Pool Boy, brought to you by sexiestories.com. Please visit our website for more erotica pleasure. Now let's get started. I first met Ethan last summer when he started working as the pool boy at my lavish estate. He was maybe 20 or so, with a lean but muscular build, sun-kissed skin, and piercing blue eyes. I couldn't help but notice how his tight shorts hugged his round ass every time he bent over to pick up tools or adjust the pool equipment. As the days passed by under the summer sun, our interactions became more frequent and flirtatious. He would catch me staring at him as I lounged on my patio chair, sipping a glass of wine while watching him work. His smiles grew wider each time he caught my gaze, making my heart race with anticipation. One particularly scorching day, Ethan was working near the edge of the pool when he accidentally splashed water on me. I playfully scolded him for it, but secretly enjoyed the feeling of his cold droplets trickling down my skin. He apologized profusely, his voice low and deep, a tone that sent shivers down my spine. "No harm done," I replied with a wink, noticing how flustered he seemed at my forwardness. That was the moment when our attraction reached its peak, and I knew we had to act on it. Over the next few days, we exchanged increasingly bold glances and smiles whenever we crossed paths. The tension between us grew thicker with every shared word or glance, until finally, one afternoon as I lay sunbathing by the pool, Ethan approached me hesitantly. "Mrs. Thompson," he began nervously, "I was wondering if you might need any help around the house today." His voice cracked slightly on those last words, betraying his true intentions. "Well, I do have some laundry that needs folding," I replied coyly, giving him a sly grin. He nodded eagerly, and we both knew what was about to happen. As soon as we were inside the house, away from prying eyes, I pushed my body into him, and we began kissing. As we kissed, his hand slid under my sundress, tracing circles on my bare back before cupping my ass firmly. I moaned into his mouth, feeling a surge of desire coursing through me. We moved quickly towards the bedroom, shedding clothes as we went. By the time we reached the bed, we were both naked and panting heavily. Ethan's cock stood erect between us, long and thick, pre-cum glistening at its tip. I couldn't resist leaning down to take it into my mouth, swirling my tongue around its head before sliding it deeper inside. He groaned loudly, thrusting his hips forward as I bobbed up and down on his shaft. His hands rested on the back of my head, guiding me at a pace that felt perfect for both of us. It wasn't long before he pulled away from my mouth with a gasp. "Your turn," he insisted, flipping me onto my back and diving between my legs. His tongue found my clit easily, lapping it with precision as his fingers slid inside me. I arched off the bed, grinding myself against his face while moaning loudly in pleasure. With each stroke of his fingers and swirl of his tongue, I felt closer and closer to climaxing. Just when I thought I couldn't take any more, he stopped suddenly, grinning wickedly up at me from between my thighs. "Please don't stop," I begged breathlessly, spreading my legs wider for him. He chuckled softly, leaning down to kiss the insides of my knees before standing up and positioning himself above me. I reached down to wrap my hand around his cock, guiding it towards my entrance as he thrust into me with a single forceful motion. We both cried out in pleasure, our bodies moving together in perfect harmony as we fucked on my bed. His hands explored every inch of me, gripping my ass, tugging at my nipples, and tracing patterns across my stomach. Each touch sent waves of pleasure crashing over me, building higher with each passing moment. "I'm going to come," I gasped, feeling the familiar tension coiling within me like a spring about to snap. Ethan picked up his pace, pounding into me harder and faster until finally I exploded around him, screaming his name as my pussy clenched tightly around his cock. He followed soon after, pumping hot cum deep inside me before collapsing onto the bed beside me. We lay there for a few minutes, catching our breath and basking in the afterglow of our passionate encounter. As I glanced over at him, his chest still heaving from exertion, I knew that this summer fling would be one I'd never forget, and he was one pool boy I'd keep around for many years to come. Thank you for listening to the audio of Summer Pool Boy. If you enjoyed it, please like and follow us for more. You can also visit our website, sexiestories.com, for more erotica pleasure.